on Daf Pei Amid Beis, we had Amachlikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan, if in order to be Avada Isoris, one needs all Samonim, Achi Kulam, and Rav Yechanan said, Afilo Be'echad Mehem. And then the Gemara said, Heichi Dehevi Shtei Saris Bezokin. If he was Mevi Shtei Saris Bezokin, Kulaamalei Pligi Dachiyei Kulam. And the Yizichin need all Simonis Rises, Ki Pligi Bishlei Hevi. When he didn't bring, then there's a Machloikis, if he didn't bring Shtei Saris Bezokin, then there's a Shaila, if one simon is enough to make him a Avadei Soris, or you need all simonim. Let us see the next to the bottom tesis. The Hevish Tei Saris Bezokin, Kula Alma Loi Pligi Achi Yehei Bekulom. So then, in order to be a Soris Vada, you need all simonis Rises. The Im Taimar, so Tesis asks, Vala Elam Rinen, Ben Esrim Vulei Hevish Saris. If he's a Ben Esrim, Lehevi Saris, Yaviyu Raye, that he's a Ben Esrim, and then he's a Saris. Lehevi Saris Koidem Chof, but what if he brought Shtei Saris Koidem Chof? Lechoshibadi says, then he's not called a Saris. Ava Pishe Yesh Boi Simoni Saris, he's only a Vadei Saris, he's a Ben Esrim without Shtei Saris. Vim Kain, my comma. Here the Gemara says that in order to be Avadais, here everyone is Maide, that since he has two Saris Biskonoi, so Mamela, now he needs all Simonis Rises. Now, all Simonis Rises also means that he doesn't have two Saris, because that's from the Simonis Rises. Vim Kain, my comma, Achi Hei Bekulon. Afilokulon ein ma'ilim, even though he have all Simonis Rises, it won't help to have Shtei Saris Bezokin, because he has two Saris. So he doesn't have all Simonis Rises. For Omari, the Saris Bezokin ein ma'ilim udin haboy Shtei Saris. So the Ri says, the din of Shtei Saris, that's Moira and Godless, is not Saris the Zokin, or the Shtei Saris that's Moira, that he's not a Saris. These two Saris are not Saris the Zokin. Ein me'ilin l'din havoi Shtei Saris. Avo gav de b'chol sham ekoimis beguf me'ilin, but not bezokin. So two Saris bezokin, it's only a halach, and now he's to bring all simonim, but these are not two Saris which show that he's not a Soris, or that show that he's a Godel. These are the two Saris Bezokin are not equal to the two Saris which are Moira and Godless and Is Rises. Vim Taima, so Taisa is another Kasha, Kivin the Hevi Shtei Saris Bezokin, but since he bought two Saris Bezokin, my Komachi Hebe Kulon, now everyone holds he need all Simonis Rises, one of the simonim is he doesn't have a beard. He has a beard. He has two saris. So he has a beard. The beard started growing. That what he has two saris, that is not considered keilu that he has a zokin. Elim Kain Ismali Zakoni. Elim Kain Ismali Zakoni. That means the Ein Lei Zakin means Lein Ismali Zakoni. Yesh Lei Zakin means Ismali Zakoni. So by when he has two Saris, these are not two Saris which are Moira and Godless. These two Saris do not mean he has a Zakin. So Memela, so then he can have all Simonis Rises. He doesn't have two Saris. He doesn't have a Zokin. He can have all Simonis Rises. Vim Taima Odom Perekam Dekdushin Zekan Reisha Vahasoris. There the Gemara speaks about halachas of the Zokin of Reisha, the Zokin of Asoris. Operish pekuntres sris chama. What does the Zokin of Asoris mean for sris chama? Heichem ashkachas lo, Laman diyamat shihei bekulon. How is it shayach that a soris should have a zokin? According to Rav Huna, Rav Huna says he's not a soris till he has all simonim. So memele, and one of the simonim is he doesn't have a zokin. And the zokin means nismal is konoi. So Tosfos says, so how is it shayach according to Rav Huna that a soris should have a zokin? If he is a zokin, so he's not a soris. The he was speaking about, he needs all simonim, that means before chof, he's not permitted to have a zokin. So when he's chof, he doesn't have a zokin, he has all other simonis rises, he doesn't have shtei saris, so then he's a saris. Avo ma shei vi'acha chof, shekvaru sos, but after we were mevara that he is a saris, and that's nizbara, when he was chof, with all simonis rises, he didn't have a zokin. He didn't have shtei saris. That what happens later, vade ein bekach klum. Just like when he being shtei saris later, we said it doesn't mean anything. So he has a zokin later, it also doesn't mean anything. The minute there was nizbar, he's a saris. For good already. Kipligi bishalai hevi. So the Gemara says, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna is, when he did not bring two saris bezokin, then there's a machlokes, how many simonis rises do you need? According to Rav Huna, you need all simonis rises, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, if lay heavy, so one simon is sufficient. So Tosfos says, v'hod the kama Rabbi Yochanan, afilu be'echod mehem, afilu be'echod mehem, loy she yitztarech simen echod, b'hadi hai, not that you need one simen together with this, ela b'hai l'chudei choshiv soris. But this alone, that he doesn't have a beard, this alone is the simen. That means the Lashon is a little misleading. I mean, the Gemara says, but if he doesn't have shtei saris bizkonoi, kipligi v'shaloi hevi, he didn't bring shtei saris. And then, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu be'echad mehem. So the Lashon would seem, then one simon is sufficient. But that you don't need one other simon. This alone is the simon. That what he didn't have, that what he didn't bring, shtei saris biskon, he doesn't have a zok. That is the simon. Ve'ein litmoy al loshen b'chi agav namrin be'lo treifes oif habo b'simon echad toir v'hani mili d'loy doris. So it would seem that the simon echad and the loy doris are two different things. V'akoch ha'chochi perush ani mili shoisi simon hu d'loy doris. Let us go further. Hasaris loichoilets v'loy miyabem v'chem eilenis. Ktoni saris dum yida eilenis. It says in the, that a saris is not choilis and an eilenis is not choilis. Is ma eilenis bidei shamayim. Just like an eilenis is bidei shamayim, av saris bidei shamayim. So saris is also bidei shamayim. And ustomik Rabbi Kiva d'oma b'day odom in b'day shemayim loy. So it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds b'day odom does need chalitze, but the odom Rashi says klaim asoris odom boy chalitze, and soris chamo loy. That's like Rabbi Kiva. If there was a shas hakosher, then you do need chalitze. If there wasn't a shas hakosher, you don't need. Hasoritz shecholos liyevemtoi loy poslo. Now the Mishnah says further that if a soris that was, the Mishnah ends off as follows: Hasoritz shecholos liyevemtoi loy poslo. By giving chalitza doesn't pass a lole kohune because she's not as kuketem. Ba'ala posla. If he was ba'ala, he passels her. He passels her the kohune.
because it's a bias chayve krisis. Minei shi bilas znus. B'chein ailun is shacholzu la'achim lo'i paslua. Because she doesn't need chalitza. Balua paslu b'nei shi bilasa bilas znus. Because it's a bias chayve krisis. Let us see. So, zukt de gemara weiter. Taime de ba'olahu. He says, if the soris was boil the yevame, so it passes her, because there's an eshesach. It's an eshesach, shaloi b'moke mitzvah. Taime de ba'olahu, her acher. But what if someone else would be boil her? Loi. Then she wouldn't become a zayna. Time of the balahu ha'ach aloi. L'chayra was speaking about that, let's see, there's another brother, an asoris. So the Mishnah says as follows. If the soris is boil ha'am, so she'll become a zayna. But it seems if someone else would be boil ha, she wouldn't become a zayna. Is leime tevit yufte darav hamnune. So this Mishnah is that yufte darav hamnune. The omar sheimeres yovon shezinza psula liyevoma. Av hamnune says amirdike chidish, that a sheimeres yovon that was mezane. So she's posel to the yovon. Eistis, we consider keilu the yovon has issues in her. And now, she was mezana with someone else. It's like an ashes ish shezinza that becomes also a baila. So shemeres yavam shezinza is psula liyavama. Because then it would seem like that from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, dafke the soris was boil her, she's psula kune, because he's ashes ach. So the Gemara says, Loi, who adin afilu la'achel nami? Someone else to be boil her also should become posel akune. Va'aydi detone reishe bedidei, since it's the Mishnah, we're speaking about the soris. The Mishnah says, if he gives her chalitza, she doesn't become posel. So there, we have to talk about the soris. But the soris is a brother, So, even though normally a brother gives chalitza, she becomes posel lekune, but this brother gives chalitza, she doesn't become posel lekune because she's not skuka to him. So, v'aydi de tone reishe bedidei, tone nami seife bedidei. I was just wondering, maybe we could be mamtik a gemara a little, but I really don't know exactly what the halach is. there are two shailas which we could speak about. Before we speak about Rav Hamnuna shaila, Rav Hamnuna says that shemeres yovam shezin, so she becomes a soita, she's also to the yovam. Without Rav Hamnuna, but that's zikha, if she's mezana with someone else, now, what is the din if you have two brothers? One brother, she's a skuke, and the other brother, she's not a skuke. She's not zokuk to him at all. An elve, a soris, whatever it is. She's not zokuk to him. And he's boil her. So besides the isar eishes och, is there also an isar of leisiyah eishes hameis achutza leizo? L'chayre, the Isser is, L'chayre is also a chutzah. If she's not zokuk to him, Yevame Yovile, there's a mitzvah to be nisyabim, so there's a mitzvah, but he's not a Yovam. There's no din yibum to him. L'chayre, there'd be a mokim to say that there's an Isser Yevame L'shuk to the Yovam also. L'chayre azoy. L'chayre, according to Rav Hamnune, that Rav Hamnune said that if a Yavam Lashuk was Mezana, she becomes also to the Yavam. So L'chayre, the din should be, if she was Mezana with the Sari, she should become also to the Yavam. Als Rav Hamnune's din. L'chayre. im keinem anachnu, so then I understand the Gemara much better. That means that the Mishnah is speaking in a case of Yevama Leshuk, because she was Nival from the Soros, so there's also a case of Yevama Leshuk. But the Mishnah said the case is speaking about the Zanesha Soch also. So the Mishnah would seem to be saying, you have here a Yevama Leshuk, plus Zanesha Soch, and then she's a Zoyne. So from the Mishnah would seem like this, I didn't understand. But I mean, the Mishnah is speaking about a din that Eishesoch makes Zaynus. So the Mor says, and what would be, what's with Yevama Leshuk? Yevama Leshuk also makes Zaynus. Who's speaking about Yevama Leshuk? But if we will assume that every Soris is also Yevama Leshuk, so then the Gemara is Amir the Kediyak. So Davke, this Yevama Leshuk, she becomes a Zaynus. But Stamaz Yevama Leshuk, she doesn't become a Zaynus. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara said, no, every Yevama Leshuk, she becomes a Zoyne. Why did he mention this one? Because he's speaking by Chalitz about the Soros. So that's why he speaks about the Yibam also about the Soros. What does Rashi say? Tama de Bolohu, Davi Zoyne, de Nivolo Lachi Bailo, Shaleba Moke Mitzvah, Piyoi Solo Bekor, so she becomes a Zoyne, I'll say she's a Psula Yevama, Keshus Isha Zinza, Shasura La Baila, Vakivan Dezayne, Hi Yasura La Kunem. Let us see Taisus. Lamet Avet Yuvta Drav Amnun. Vim Taimel Erba Perekame, De Kama, Tzoris Misyore Yani. Bnei Tzoris, Mead Ani Lechem. The Gemara, it says on Daf Tazvav Amid Beis, they asked Rabbi Yeshua, what is the din at Tzoros Erde? Is Zokuk Liyibum or is not Zokuk Liyibum? So he said it's a machlokes Beishami Beisilu, and he did not, and then they asked him, how do we paskin? He doesn't want to get involved. There was a two-heated machlokes, he doesn't want to get involved. To be machnes roishay bein haorim. See, he doesn't want to talk about it. But then he said, I'll tell you aloche, b'nei tzoris me'ad ani lochem. That if, let's say, the tzoris erve got married to someone else, and so that child is kosher lekun, that I could tell you. It's kosher lekun. And this was, it seems, a part of a statement. Because, according to everyone, the law is like this. According to Beis Hillel, that the Tzoros service b'chlal not zukukis, so the Shteitzach, she's kosher lekune. According to Beis Shammai, that she's a Yevam Leshuk, a Yevam Leshuk does not, the Vlad is not Togum lekune. Because it's, you can learn out from Manuloka in Godo, Mala Manuloka in Godo, Shken, Hiatzma, Mischalelos, Taime, Biyabam, Malashuk. So, Memele, so, he said a haloche that was part of it. That means, I'll tell you, B'nai Tzoris, they're kosher. Because according to everyone, they're kosher. So, Taisvi says, but this B'nai Tzoris is also a debatable shayla. La Rav Hamnune, according to Rav Hamnune, so if, according to Beis Shammai, the Atzoros Erve is Yevama Leshuk, so then she'll become a Zoyne. So then the children already should become Pasul Lekune. That's Tosfos Kash. L'Rav Hamnune, Mibnei Tzoros, Lifshayt Shatzoros Metos Mechalitz Meyibum. If he talks about Bnei Tzoros, I see already he holds like Beis Hillel. Shimhoyu zekuka is la'achem, if the loch is like Beis Shammai, im keino yibnei tzores, psulo is mikabochay medamonim. So we'll say, ma'adoch amonu lakoyin godu, shein yisur shava bakayu, and the vlad is posa lakounim. Is yivam elishuk, that it's an yisur shava bakayu, the vlad is ich a posa lakounim. The lakla mifrach ma'ala amonu shekein hi atzma mischaleles, Shegama Yevama Shazinza Mischalelos L'Rav Hamnune. So Memele, so we see Klo that he doesn't hold like Rav Hamnune. Amari de made poshlam de tzores bezeloi hoye misyore. Shimyakpidu olav yoimar shen aloche kravam nun. That means he didn't want to, he was scared to get involved in the shaila. It was a dangerous proposition. So that's why he didn't want to speak about the tzores. He spoke about the bnei tzores. And if they'll ever pinpoint him and say, how can you say it's kosher lakuna? He'll say that we don't pass him like Rav Amnuna, so memela, so therefore he avoided serious problems by only speaking about the bnei tzores. V'chein eilenish shacholtzu lo achim. Now the Mishnah's Messiah, that eilenish shacholtzu lo achim, so she's not posel lakuna. They were boyula. She is posel lekohune. Taime de ba'aluha. Haloi ba'aluha loi. Keman de loi krab Yehuda di Rab Yehuda ma eilenis zayne. According to Rab Yehuda, an eilenis has a shame zayne. She's also lekohune, a fellow without any being. V'yalef lo ham eilen zayni zutrash bekabo yivimti v'yalef lo mihiznu v'loi yifreitzu. That means that if kol biye she'ein bay pirtze, that means if she's such an ishe that's a lav bas pirtze, she can't have children, so she's oimed lesnus, so she has a shem zayne. So her bias are bias nus. That's pshat in the posik. So mamela an isha that's oimid only for bias nus is a shem zayne already. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a zayne fellow without the bia. So the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Sris chamo koin. Shenoso bas Yisrael. Yeda sris chamo koin. Shenoso bas Yisrael. He married a bas Yisrael. Machilo betrume. Siz machilo betrume. So let us see Rashi. Sris chamo koin. Aber sris odom. A sris odom a petzua dake. Not only can't he be machil, no mifsel na mi posolo betrume. Pasolo betrume de veinosha. Fulu a petzua dake marries a bas koin. She shall be nifsel. Da hainu petzua dake. So the Mishnah wants to tell us the difference between asris cham and asris odom. Asris odom that marries a fulu a bas koin by being boil her, he passels her mitrume de veinosha. And asris chamo, that there's no issa bechlal to marry him. He married Abbas Yisrael, so he's machal abetum. That's what the Mishnah is saying. There's no issa whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi v'Rab Shimon oimrim androgynous koyin shenos Abbas Yisrael machil abetum. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Rab Shimon are saying, that's the Pashas, was laid in the Gemara, an androgynous. There's chaluki days, what did an androgynous is? Is he a zocha, an ekeve, a beryem, a sofik? So we learn the Mishneh api pashtus, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold an androgynous is a vaday zocha. So now the Mishneh is beautiful. Androgynous koin, shenoso bas Yisrael, he married a bas Yisrael, machilo betrume is a koin, a zocher, that married an isha, so she's permitted to eat truma. Rab Yehuda Oimer, a different din, tumtim shen nikra v'nimtza zocher, a tumtim that was nikra v'nimtza zocher, lo yachloitz, mibnei shehu kisoris. That means Rab Yehuda is telling us, if a person was born a tumtim, so even afterwards, when it was nikra, but he can't have children. So Mamela, so he can't give chalitza. In order to be able to give chalitza, you have to be a baha komeshem. Tumtum is a la baha komeshem period. Not before the kriya, not after the kriya. Androgynous noisei avoloi nisa. an androgynous can marry an ishe, because he has a din zocher, avoloi nisai can't become married to an ish, because it'll be mishkev zocher. So we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Lezer is moisif on the Tanakhama. Now let us see Rashi. Lo yachloitz im yesh ach ache. There's another brother. So he shouldn't give chalitza, because she needs chalitza. There's another brother, and he's a sorist that can't give chalitza. Avoloi nisa shohu kezocho. Bashoi chavi marei kabola zocho. Abilazoi me begmore meforish pluktai. Zok te gemore. What is the first halach in the Mishnah? The first halach of the Mishnah is that a soris chamo is machal abas Yisrael betrume. It's like the gemore pshite. It's poshit. What's the chiddish? There's no aveire. He's a kohen. And he's married to Yisraelis, so versteht sich that, so he's machl betrume. Mao de taimus, the Gemara says, I would think, moilid machl, she'eni moilid eni machl. I would think that one of the tnoim of a machl is he has to be a moilid. Kamash malom, that there's no such tnoi. Now let us see Rashi. Ma de teima moilid machl, di daikinim vili beisoi heim yoichlu, and the Gemara darshins heim yachilu, horoi lahoilid yachil. So I would think we darshin from the loshin vi yilid beisoi, that you have to be a moilid also. It's kamash malon, you don't have to be a moilid. Now I had a shtikal ha'or on this Gemara. This posik, the atupsukim. There's a posik that ben koyin is machel. That's the posik we lead beisa yoichlu balachma yachilu balachma. That's a halacha that ben is machel. Now there's another din that a husband is machel. Kinyin kaspoi. The posik says that kinyin kaspoi eats. By the kinyin kaspoi doesn't say yelid. It says, Kinyikaspa, Yoichlu. So, Lechair is Azoi. The Gemara is telling us a Chiddish that to be Machel Betrume, you don't have to be a Moilid. So, Lechair, if the Mishnah would be speaking about that there was a Ben Asoris, the Mishnah would tell us a Ben Soris is Machel. So then I understand the Mishnah beautifully. That means a Ben is Machel. And the Mekoyer that a Ben is Machl says, Yelid Beisa Yoichlu Belachmoy. So I would think that Yelid Beisa means he has to be a Moilid also. It's Kamash Malon. You don't have to be a Moilid. You don't have to be a Moilid. That's very good. But the Mishnah is speaking about a hut, and the Emerson, this is a Gemara before, Rafayin Beis, Rava said the Shtik Torah. Rav said, Rav Omer my noshev imoy ima pshite ma de tema moilid macho shene moilid eni macho kamash malon. Rav and Afayin Beis said the shtik teure, that if there was a son that's a tumtum and he's not a moilid, so I would think he's not macho the mother, kamash malon, because it says yelid beis, so it's kamash malon, he is macho the mother. This is a gemara of Afayin Beis, and Rav said this in the Mishnah, so it's beautiful. Because the Mekor is Yelid Beisa Yoichlu Belachmoy, and I would think Yelid Beisa means also Moilid. Kamashmon doesn't mean Moilid. But our Mishnah doesn't talk about a child. Our Mishnah talks about a husband. So Mahichit Teisei by a husband, there's such a halacha that he has the such a halacha of Yelid Beisa Yoichlu Belachmoy. Then I chapter that there's a Gemara Daf Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. We heard, that's how we pask in La Loche, that if an Uber owns Avodim, he can't be Machl Davodim, because we darshan Yolod Machl, Shein Yolod Eini Machl. So Machloik is, if we do darshan, if we don't darshan it, so Taisus explains what's the Shaila, because the Makar, and the kohen is machal avodim, we learn out from kinyan kaspoy. And the din yolud says by a ben. Va'afal pikein, the gemara says that by the din of kinyan kaspoy, you also need a yolud machal, shayni yolud ayne machal. So a kaponim, so we see from the gemara of Samar Zayin, that in, even in the parsha of Kinyan Kaspay, there also is a tnai that he has to be a yolud. An ube cannot be machal avodim, because he's not a yolud. So memela, so it's very good that the Mishnah is telling us the halacha by your husband also. Because if the halacha of Kinyan Kaspay also needs the tnoim of yolid beisoy, so I would think if in Yelid Beisoy one of the Tnoim is that it has to be a Moilid, so I would think in Yekasper he also has to be a Moilid. It's Kamash Malom that that's not one of the Tnoim of Yelid Beisoy. So it's good why the Gemara spoke about Kinyan Kaspoy also. Rabbi Yossi ve Rabbi Shimon Oimrim Androgynous. Now, I'd just like to give a little hakdome. We're going to have a blot and a half of Gemara now, just to understand. We're going to have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan in Reish Lakish, Pshat in the Mishnah. So just want to give a little hakdome about the machlokes. So the Gemara is a little marach till we come to the machlokes, so we should be able to understand the Gemara. We have a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Pshat and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that an androgynous koyim married an isha, she's permitted to eat truma. So lechayre she can only eat truma if I assume that an androgynous is a badei zochel. So then she's married to a koyim. So then she can eat truma. If I hold an androgynous is a sofik zochel, sofik nekeves, so how can the wife eat truma? So Rabbi Yochanan Take says that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon holds an androgynous is a badei zochel. That's pshat the Mishnah. They hold zikr is chalukei deis, but they hold it's a vadei zocher. So mamel, that's why he's machal betrumen. Reish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were mesupik. Maybe he's a zocher, maybe he's in a cave. So shame shemaim. If they're mesupik, maybe a zocher, maybe in a cave. So how can the wife eat trumen? Maybe she's not even married. If the androgynous is in a cave, so she's not married. She's a bas yisrael. How can she eat trumen? So Reish Lakish Lamaisa says our Mishnah is speaking about Trume Bismanaza, which is a Darabonon. So Memela, so it's a Safik Darabonon. A Safik Darabonon can eat Trume. That is how Reish Lakish learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Now, but just to appreciate what Reish Lakish is really saying, Reish Lakish is saying Amira de Kechidish, and I saw the Mishnah Malach in Perek Zayin, Alochid Yud Zayin, Bilchis Trumis is maskir this Chidish Teich Advorim. That means, Lechere, even though we know Sofik Tarabonon Lahokal, but Lechere, here we have a lot of problems. This is Asofik Bemokim Ischazik Isure. That means you have over here Abbas Yisroel. It's a sofik if she ever got married. If the androgynous is in the cave, she never got married. So she was becheskas pnuye. She was becheskas, she was also to eat truma till the marriage. Now, I don't know if she ever got married because her husband could be as in a cave. Va'afal pikein reish lokish holds that she's allowed to eat truma bismanazah because truma bismanazah is adarabonam. So the Mishnah Malach just says one thing. It's a moira de kechidish. Reish Lakish only said it according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. They held like that. Not in all cases will say such a thing. By a truma de rabbonim, by truma bizman is it. They held like that. And number one. Number two, Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on this yisod. He holds even truma bizman is it. The halach also won't be like that. Because as we mentioned before, there's Merdik Chedushim over here. There's a Cheskas Pnuye and a Cheskas Iser. And we make it by a Sofik to Rabbonim. But Al Koponim, this is the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan in Reish Lakish in Rabbi Yosi in Rabbi Shimon. Now we'll see the Gemara. Omar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, now, we know now Reish Lakish holds that according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, androgynous is a sophic nekeive, is machila betrume. It can only be machila betrume, the ain machila bechazei v'sheik. But it can't be machila bechazei v'sheik. And Rabbi Yochanan Omar, af machila bechazei v'sheik. Rabbi Yochanan is very good, because Rabbi Yochanan holds he's a vada izocher, so he can be machal bechazei v'sheik. Ula Reish Lakish, so the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, mais no chazei v'sheik di eraise. Chazei v'sheik is a deraise, and he's a sofik zocher, sofik nekeive, so you say sofik deraise lechumra, that's why she can't eat chazei v'sheik. Truma nami deraise, truma is also a deraise, so how can he be machal betruma? So Reish Lakish answered, "Hoche b'may eskinon b'truma b'zman hazeh d'rabon." So Reish Lakish said, "Our mission is speaking about truma b'zman hazeh, which is ad-rabon." So memele, that's pshat na mishneh. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon hold an androgynous is a sofik zoch, a sofik in the cave. And truma b'zman hazeh is ad-rabon. On is sofik d'rabon. Lohoku. That's what. That's a Reish Lakish learned pshat in the Mishnah. Avo, so the Gemara says, is that so? Avo bizman shebeis amigdash kayin, mai? But what's the din bizman shebeis amigdash kayin, the trumas are the raise? Loi. Then, you won't be able to eat trumas, because then it's a sofik the raise. So, adetoni, so the Gemara asked on Reish Lakish, so why did he say such a modern loshen? Ad the Tony ain machila bechazei v'shoik. You differentiated between trume bizman hazeh and chazei v'shoik, which is bizman abayis. I'd have to jump to chazei v'shoik. Liflig v'lisne b'dido. Let's talk about trume. If that's pshat in what you're saying, trume bizman hazeh zad rabon. We say sofik d'rabon lohokol. And bizman abayis, we'll say sofik d'rabon la'achma. So liflig v'lisne b'dido by trume. By medvorm amurim b'trume d'rabonon. Avo b'trume d'irayis eloi. Why do you have to jump into with chazei v'shoik? So Reish Lakish answers, ochi nami koma. That's exactly what I'm saying, but listen good what I'm saying. Kshuhu machilo, when he's machil betrume, machilo betrume, bizman hazeh d'rabono. Because the whole trume is ad-rabono. Ve'ein machilo bizman chazei v'shoik. But this man, when there was chazei v'shoik boilom, that means bizman habayis. Then he's not machal betruma v'afil betruma d'rabonon. Then he's not machal v'afil betruma d'rabonon. Dolmos eloich lo betruma d'yarais. It's all verkehrt. That's what I'm saying. You have to hear good what I'm saying. Bizman when there's chazei v'shoik, I'm speaking Truma de Rabbonon Gufa. Truma de Rabbonon, he can only be machal bizman, there's no chazei v'shoik. So the only Truma around is a Truma de Rabbonon. But bizman when there's chazei v'shoik, so then there's a Truma de Reis also, then it can be machal period. I feel a Truma de Rabbonon. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar af machilo b'chazei v'shoik. Rabbi Yochanan says you machal af b'chazei v'shoik. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon hold that he's about the Zohar. Let us see Rashi. Machila betrume, lakamen meforish lo betrume bizman hazeh d'rabon. Aber midi derais eloi. By time, sofik ish, sofik ish, so an androgynous is a sofik Zohar, sofik nikev. This is how you have to understand what Reish Lakish is saying. Machila betrume, kloima. Bizman hazeh, sheinoig elo trume. Bizman hazeh, that is only trume around. So then is machal betrume. Vein machila beklum bizman chazeh v'sheik noigim. Ta'inuk shemigdash kaim. In the tkufe, when chazei v'shoikes eggs not machal anything. Afilu betrume darabon, kin trume speires, or beke trume daraise, ki goin, dogon, tiresh v'yitzor, is done as gazrina. And Rabbi Yochanan says, av machila de zoche ma'alye. Rabbi Yochanan says, he's a zoche ma'alye. Let's go further. Omar lei Rabbi Yochanan le Reish Lakish. Mi sovres trume bizman zeh de rabbonot? He says, do you hold that trume bizman zeh de rabbonot? Omar lei, yeah, I hold it zeh de rabbonot. Na ye pufet zeh de rabbonot bizman zeh. Shani shoyne igul be igulim oile. I have a baraisa that says, igul be'igulim oilev. Now, before we see Rashi, let's just try to explain what Reish Lakish answered him. We're going to have soon a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, by a dover kol shedarkoi limonais. There's S Shadarkai Limonis and Kol Shadarkai Limonis, and let's elaborate a little. Kol Shadarkai Limonis means a article that most of the time, when it is sold, it is not sold Bo'imid. Be'erech. You count it. It's Tvorim Cheshuvim. So you count them before you sell to know how much you're selling. That means, let's give a tomatoes you sell by the bushel. How many tomatoes are there? Who cares how many tomatoes? Sell by the bushel. So a tomato is not a dovo shadaki limonis, but there are certain articles that, for count, we don't sell bushels. We count how much we sell. That's a dovo chosh. So Reish Lakish holds kol shadaki limonis, something that most of the time it is sold b'minyan, even though sometimes it could be sold b'oimed also, but if most of the times it's sold b'minyan, it is not bottle. It is not bottle. Yisayd number one. Yisayd number two, this halacha, this adin d'rabonon, that adover choshev doesn't become bottle, adover she b'minyan doesn't become bottle, and kol shedarki limonis is adover she b'minyan, that is dafke by an iser d'yereise. By an iser d'rabonon, you say that it does become bottled. All this is adarabonon, and the whole thing kosher d'akelimonis is adarabonon. So then it becomes bottled. So Reish Lakish said, "I have a baraisa that says igul beigulim is oile b'meya." That means as follows: an eagle was. They used to go and press dried out figs. They used to make a ball out of him. Rashi says in Bay, it looked like a cheese. And then he had an eagle of Trume that got mixed up with, let's say, with 100, bulls of Chulin. Dried out figs, and you have one eagle of Trume, and they got mixed up. So Trume's bottle, if there's 100 Shal Chulin, it becomes bottle. But an eagle is kol shedalke limonis. Most of the times, when one sells igulim, it's a dovo shebeminyan. And it says it becomes bottle. No. So, how do we understand this? Zayis kishpat, trume bizman says adarabonon. And a melon by adarabonon, even a dovo shebeminyan does become bottle. So Reish Lakish said, Rabbi Yochanan asked him, "Trume bizman zeh adarabonon?" He said, "Yes, I have a baraisa, not from the baraisa. The baraisa says, eagle beigulim is oile. Eagle beigulim is kosher dalkoi limonois. So why is it oile? Why does it become bottle?" So Zaraya, that trume bizman zeh adarabonon, by adarabonon, that dovish dalkoi limonois does become bottle. That is the raya that Reish Lakish brought to Rabbi Yochanan. That's the end of any kingdom. Omele Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, misovres, trume bizman, azad, rabbonon. Amalayin, Shani Shaini, Igul Bigulim Oila. Now let us see Rashi. Mi Savres Trume Bismanazad Rabono, the Kamuk Mislolamas Nisin, Bemidi de Rabono. You say our Mishnah is speaking about, according to Reish Lakish, the Mishnah was Moiradik Meduyik. It said Trume, it didn't say Chazei Veshoik. So there's a psadik, because Trume is the Rabono, Chazei Veshoik is the Raisa. Muslim is the Rabono, Vosuslam Chazei Veshoik. So he said, yes. I hold to Mizmanazaz Adarabona, Shani Shoine Beraise, Eagle Shel Trume, Bottle Bemeyer Shel Chulen. Oi Eagle Shel Trume Tmeyer, Bottle Bekufi Gulem Shel Trume Tahira. Now, be Trume Bizmanazad the Reise, so if Trume be a de Reise, given the Eagle Dabachoshevu, the Darkoi Limonais is lay bottle, so then it should be bottle. Aval gav the trumes tainim the rabbon. So Rashi says, what do you mean? If the trumes manazan the reise, but trumes tainim is the rabbon. Dafke dog and sirus v'yishon the reise. So Rashi says, no, that doesn't mean anything. Hoyol utrume de reise ne heges, leime vatlinen the rabbon and atrume the rabbon. Xere the rabbon not the reise. No, atrume the rabbon on bezman that is trume de reise would not become bottle if the zarshash that the same thing could happen by other reise. So memele sarkocher you have to say that the pshat this bereise is because they hold bismanas as tumah derabbanon, and therefore even though it's a dovo shadar kaili monois af al pikein it is bottle. So now Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that you have a baraisa, a dovo shedarke limonis, and it's bottle, and you're proving from that that trume bismanazad the rabbona. Baloi ani shoyin, he says, I have a different baraisa. Chaticha bechaticha is oile. I have a different bereise. What is this bereise? This bereise is speaking about a chatiche of chatos that became, or a chatos shenitmo that became nisarev in 100 chatiches of chatois ksheiris. And the shaila is, does it become bottle? Now, a chatiche a chatiches boso is also called shedarke limonis. It's also darke limonis. Now chatos is a deraise. And it also becomes bottle. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling Reish Lakish, you have a baraise that says igul beigulim is bottle. And you have a moiradike kasha. Why is it both the dover shedarke limonis? Is ois kishparta tumizman says adarabonon. He says, I have a different baraisa. I have a baraisa that says achatiche beshebachatiches becomes bottle. And they're speaking about achatos boso, chatos tome that's also minatoire. And it also becomes bottle. Now what are you going to say over there? Your whole hechich. Here you could say a shtik teure. By Igol Bigulim, you say a shtik teure. Trumas van zed rabban. What are you going to say over there? Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Oma lei, valoi ani shoyne, kloyme. Mi isloch le migza bo der rabban an oto der eise. You said if it would be Trumas van zed would be at der eise, then it wouldn't be bottle because we're geyser. Inami osis levituli bidi reise lavi surayu. I feel that you want to be mevato on isa the reise. It's also not osa. It's also mutter. Sherei ani shoin, I have a bareise, chaticho shel chatos tmeya, bottle betoire. Becomes bottle. Bohochi midi di reise. This is a de reise. Va'av al gavde darke limones, and even though it's darke limones, and it's still bottle. So what's pshat? So he tells them, Yehoshtek Teire is not a scum. The Mis Sovres, Kol Shedakeli Monishaninu Delay Bottle. Do you think that the halacha is Kol Shedakeli Monis? Then it's Le Bottle. No, Eshedakeli Monis Beminyan Shaninu. Shos, what's the difference between Kol and S? That S means Shasu Miyuchid Leminyan. Something that is always sold with a minion, that is choshev, that doesn't become bottle. Avol chatiche ve'igu pomim shem nemekorim ba'oimet. Sometimes they could be sold shalei b'minyan, they're not counted. Meshaya, how much it is. Af al gav derigilim limones, even though normally they do count them. But since it's not always counted, it's betalim. So memele, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan is tying in Teresh Lakish. He told him, he says, you are killing monies. This not. We learned about a mission as follows. Misha hoyeloi chavilei tilsom. Person had bundles of tilsom. Tilsom Rashi says, Panigri min kitni yesu, ulemasek akdei rebo. It comes, lemasek, so we're talking about chavilim. Shalklaya kerem. Yidoleku. So you have to burn it. So Rashi says, kloim besreifa, dersiv tukdash tukadesh. So that, if alone, if you have chavili tilsom, let's say you have to burn it, it's a klaya kerem. Nis'arvu b'acheres. What happens if this chavili tilson of Klai Kerem got mixed up with other chavilim? Kulon yidoleku. Divrei Rameya. So Rameya holds it never becomes bottle. What does Rashi say? Kulon yidoleku. Doloi botli kidiktoni taime. We'll see later in the Mishnah. Shoye Rameya oimer kol shedarkei limonis mekadish. Es hamis arevimoy is mekadish, that which becomes meuruf with. Ve'ein botol beroyd, it's not botol, sheklaya kerem bedover she'ein beminyin. If it wouldn't be a dover she'beminyin, betelem be'echad the Messiah, it's botol Messiah. Kedoma bepsochem pe'ekoe lo ivre min ha-Messiah, mimoyso shtei meyesh nishtayru beboyl. That if it is left over 200 units in the boil, connected what you had taken out, so it becomes bottle. But that would be if it wouldn't be a dover shadarki limonis. But over here, since Chavili Tilson is a dover shadarki limonis, is mekadesh, masayim, oisholish meis, the lay bottle. It's not bottle, it's a dover chosh. That's Rameya. Rameya said that the criteria is that if it's a dover shadarki limonis, it's not bottle. V'chachomim ha'imrim yalu be'echod o'mosai. They all becomes bottle. What's the machloik? Shoye Rameya roim mekol shadarki limonis mekadish. Rameya holds if it's darki limonis, it's mekadish. V'chachomim ha'imrim so memele, so therefore it's kulon yidoleiku. The only six things which don't become bottle. It's this whole musig of darki limonis they don't hold from. There's only six things which are chosh, which don't become bottle. Rabbi Kiva, shisha dvorm bovad, Rabbi Kiva, oimer shiva. The seven things that don't become bottle. Elohim, which according to the Chachamim don't become bottle. Egeizei perech, v'rimayinei badon, v'chav yistumis, v'chilfi tardin, v'kol chaykruv, v'delas yevomis. These are the six things of the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva, moisev av kikrei shabal abayis. Horoyin la'ola, ola, l'klai kerem, klai kerem. Now, so we have in the Mishnah, we have a machlokes, the Chachamim and Rameya. The Chachamim hold darki lemonis is bottle. Rameya holds darki lemonis is not bottle. Now, Hanigei alone, we have in our machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Rameya. Rabbi Yochanan sovereshe darki limonis shaninu. Rameya that said that it does not become bottle is because it's eshedarke limonis. It's miyuchid for minyan. Resh Lakish sover kol shedarke limonis sheninu. Resh Lakish holds no kol shedarke limonis, even though it's not miyuchid leminyan, but if it's rogel limonis, it's also not bottle. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Perech Mokim, Rim Laola, Kainagoizim, Barimaim, Bachavis, Makachim, Voisrim Esakshirim, Mishamola, Rim Laklaikerim, Kain Tardim, Makruva Dalas. Habirnesova Eshe Dakilimonashim, Miyuchet Beminin Shanina Doloi Boto. Hilka, Chatiches Vigulin, Afagav Shedalkon Limones, Abahir Shedalkonami Limocha Boim Med Botli. Reish Lakish sover kol shedarke limonis afilu leprokim shanina d'loy bottle. That if sometimes it's darke limonis, that's also sufficient, it should become bottle. Hilka, eagle, is alkadaiter, tumme bizan, zedarais, lehoye bottle. Period. So alkoponim, so now we know, alkoponim, what the machlekes Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish is. They had a Mishnah in Ola that Rameya said, Dalke Limonais does not become bottle, and now then he's speaking about Adaraisa, and now the Shaila is, what does Rameya mean? Rabbi Yochanan says Rameya is only speaking about Esha Dalke Limonais, and Mamele, so Ye Eagle Be Gulim doesn't fall into this category. And Reish Lakish said no, that he's speaking about kol shedarke limonis. Eagle begulim does fall into the category. So why does it take become bottle? Lakoch rebustrumi bismana says at the rabbon. Zok the gemore my chatiche. Now let's figure out what's Rabbi Yochanan's raya. Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya that if lo adiraise it's kol shedarke limonis becomes bottle. The sanya. We learned a baraisa that says as follows. Chaticho shel chatos tmeyo, shinis arvo b'meya chaticho shel chatois toiris. Vechein peruso shel lechem haponim tmeyo, shinis arvo b'meya peruso shel lechem haponim toiris. So what is the din? Tale, it becomes bottle. Rabbi Yudah im eloi sal. Rabbi Yudah says it doesn't become bottle because Rabbi Yudah is mean b'min eloi bottle. That's Rabbi Yudah. But the Tanakhama says it does become bottle. So fine. So we see over here that the Nachaticha is kol shedarke limonis. It becomes bottle. Avol. But the Braise continues. Chaticha shel chatos tahiro. Shenisalva b'meya chatichei shalchul en toiris, v'chein prusa shalechem aponim toiro, shenisalva b'meya prusa shalchul en toiris, divrei haker leisala. So here it is not bottle. Now let us see Rashi, just understand the difference between the reish and the seif. Zukt Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda im eloi sala. Dikasova Rabbi Yehuda b'chol duchte min b'min eloi bot. Divrei hakel loi sala. But b'achatiche from achatas tahira that fell into meyeh shalchul is tanakame moide. Here is moide does not become bottle. Why not? Is hoyu the efsha lemoichom lekoyin behefsed muet? That means we could avoid, we're playing around with the raises over here. That means the chatiche shal chatos that fell into meye chatiche shal chulin. So, but if you'll be matter to give it to Azor, that means you rely on bitzel to be matter on this of the raises. So here the Gemara said, since you could avoid the whole problem by selling this to a coin, sell these 101 chatichas to a coin, perhaps it moved, it doesn't have the same value because chulin is worth more than kodesh, because it can be eaten more mutter de kerifanim, not so mugbul, you have more time to eat it. About, so you lose a little money. Abohir the efshel of moichel of the kohen behefsed muvet. V'chatiche upruso darken limones. It's like a darken limones, that's right. And Rabbi Yechonos darken limones is not, it's not eshe darken limones. But, mishum hefsed muvet loime batlinen isura de reis. So, Mamele, Rabbi Yechonin said such a yesod. That means, if there's a hefsed muet by avoiding bittul, and it is dark on limonais, so then we're not mevatel. Va'af agav the eagle bottle bechulen, I an eagle is bottle bechulen, blame is vanina leilakayim. Why didn't you say they're the same thing? Rabbi Yechonin said the reason the eagle is bottle bechulen is not because tumme vizmanazah is the rabbonon, because kosher darka limonis becomes bottle. Now you're just telling me kosher darka limonis b'mokim hefsed muet does not become bottle. V'afal gav the eagle bottle bechulen v'loy mizvanina leilekoyin. So Rashi says, awesome who the eagle gufei tumme the rabbononim. Because the trumas ta'inim is a darabonon. So the whole trum is a darabonon. So memele, not because trumas is a darabonon, trumas is nice, but since the trume of kosher darkon limones, the trum of igulim is a darabonon, and so memele, if it's a darabonon, even though it is darkon limones, it becomes bottle. Even though with a hefsed muet you could avoid the whole tzayrich of bittul. So memele, but that's if there's a hefsed muet. If satanisa the rabbonon, so a hefsed muet, kol shedarken limonis becomes bottle. Anisa the araisa in the hefsed muet, kol shedarken limonis does not become bottle. Anisa the araisa be hefsed merube, does become bottle if it's kol shedark and limonis, as long as it's not eshedark and limonis. The reisha tal, the reisha that says that it becomes bottle, the ein lem takon elus reifa, we can have said kotchim over there, there's a hefsed merube, that you mean, they were talking about a chaticha schatos tmeye, shenofal bemeye chaticha shel tahira, so there you have a hefsed of kochim, so there, since it's kosher darke limones, so that is why, it's not esher darke limones, that is why it becomes bottle.